The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
The Eric Stewart Show. This is Pointing You Home.
Pointing You Home.
All you need to know about buying, selling, and everything in between. Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Good morning, DMV. A belated happy Valentine's Day to all of you. Hey, did any of you take me up on my call to action from last week? Remember I said buy a house for your honey for Valentine's Day? Well, if you did, I'd like to hear from you. Send an email to radio@ericstewartgroup.com and we'll share your story on an upcoming show. Did you know that on Valentine's Day back in 2005, the domain name YouTube.com was activated online? Well, we'll be launching weekly videos to our YouTube channel and Facebook page. If you're interested, please like us and subscribe to us. That's our Facebook and YouTube channel. Look for the Eric Stewart Group. Welcome to our Pointing You Home segment of the Eric Stewart Show. If you missed any show, look us up on Spotify or iHeartRadio. That's Pointing You Home on Spotify or iHeartRadio. Now, if you're on your computer, all you have to do is Google Eric Stewart Group Radio to listen to us anytime you want. It's my pleasure to have Sean O'Boyle in this morning. Sean is a lender. He's with George Mason Mortgage, a United Bank company. Thank you so much for joining me.
My pleasure.
Sean, you're with United Bank's lending arm, which is George Mason Mortgage. And United Bank, great bank, love the bank. And you've got some niche products that I think our audience should hear about, which is why you're here today. So share with us, what do you have going on in lending right now?
Yeah, so United Bank is the parent of George Mason Mortgage, and a couple of our niche products that really need to get out on the street are, one is we offer 90% finance or 89.99% financing to $2 million for purchase product. We also offer renovation loans, 89.99% to $1,250,000, which is unique in the marketplace. A lot of the big lenders have gotten out of the renovation lending, so that's a nice niche there. We also have 100% lawyer loan and 100% doctor loan. A lot of the big banks have 100% doctor loan, but the lawyer loan, 100%, is another niche product. And we also have what I call a millennial 100% loan to $925,000. Where we do a first trust of $625,000, and then a $300,000 second trust. So with United Bank's portfolio product, we've really set ourselves up nice for the DMV marketplace.
So this is really exciting news, especially the renovation loan for our listeners who may be thinking of aging in place. So they want to do some renovations to the home, maybe put a first floor bedroom and full bath. The process of applying for the loan, they can do essentially a combo of their existing mortgage up to $1,250,000, depending upon equity, and it would all be bundled.
That's correct. We would pay off their whatever existing liens they have, mm-hmm. and then we would get a signed contract from the builder, and we would lend up to 89.99% of future value.
Okay.
What the property to be worth at the end, and then we would, you know, get a draw schedule and follow the process through. What's nice is it's all administered out of Fairfax, and so, you know, being a local lender with United Bank, it's a seamless process.
Sean, is there any limitation to how much you have to get in that renovation mortgage? So if you were to, let's say you wanted to add an $80,000 first floor master bedroom onto a $500,000 first trust, no problem.
As long as the loan to value is 89.99% or less.
Okay, call Sean O'Boyle today. He's with George Mason Mortgage. Sean, what is your phone number?
301-318-4175. 301-318-4175.
That's 301-318-4175. And online is georgemasonmortgage.com?
That's correct.
Okay. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you.
If you're getting your house ready to sell for the spring, I want to give you some advice on how to get that best price by staging correctly. Okay, there are really a few actions that experienced realtors take that help a professional stager achieve the best results possible. Number one, get the right people in the room. See, it's important to have everybody from the seller side who's actually going to be making or heavily influencing decisions present at that initial staging consultation. As a case in point, I met with my stager, but I also had my contractor, I had my hauler, and I had another advisor on hand for that meeting, including the seller, so that we were able to accomplish the advice of the stager from the color choices of what was going to get painted, what we were going to do with the floors, what work was going to get done on the outside, and we had the contractors there to give us the opinion. We also had an estate sale person who identified that what was in the home was not sufficient to warrant an estate sale and rather focused more on hauling what was in the house and having it auctioned off-site. Number two is request an in-person consultation in your house. See, the best way to demonstrate the value of staging and helping you understand what the value is of staging is by having our stager meet with you at the property. This key part of our listing presentation and process at the Eric Stewart Group of Long & Foster involves a two-hour prescription for you on what to do when you're getting ready. Number three, we want to provide you with examples of success. For instance, we went through staging a property recently that we put on the market at $600,000. We were able to generate three offers and actually got $635,000 for our client when a home of this size, generally in the area we were selling, was pulling closer to $590,000. Needless to say, our sellers love us and are referring us future business. Well, multifamily marketing. Do you know what multifamily living is? This would be any kind of apartment building or market. It's predicted to see a lot more new builds. And this is simply because multifamily vacancies have hit record lows with levels reaching as high as 95.8%. Now, that's 40 basis points above figures of just a year ago, 2018, a year and a half ago. So what's spurring that demand? It simply is a lack of cash for a lot of buyers. So even though they have the income, they don't have the cash, and they're thinking they're going to do better by just staying in a rent. Now, renting does have its benefits because you don't have to be locked in. There are no frictional costs getting in and out other than the moving expenses. You don't pay a commission to move into a rental, and you don't pay a commission to get out. When the market is flat, renting a house sometimes can make sense, albeit you have to weigh that against the long-term interest rate benefits of writing off the interest on your home and the taxes on your home versus just paying rent. Remember, you can write off the interest and the taxes on your property when it's your principal residence. And I believe that the law still allows it there to be two properties that you can own and get that benefit. Beyond that, you lose it. But if you're renting those properties out, there are some other ways to handle that and get the tax benefit. Wow, you know, the U.S. housing crisis, and I call it a crisis because truly there are so many places in this country where there is not enough housing on the market. I'll give you an example. I put a property on the market at Potomac this past week at $700,000, which is kind of a modest amount of money for a Potomac home, if you think about it. But this is a rambler, has a two-car garage, and feeds the Cold Spring and Wooten High School districts, and is a very pretty location level walkout basement, about 2,000 square feet above grade. We had 45 groups come through in 2 hours. 45 groups came through, multiple offers, and sold above the asking price. The demand is so significant that where that house probably would have pulled $675, $680 a year and a half ago, you can see where prices have gone up about 6% since that time. And that's pretty much consistent across the D.C. metro area. Remember, the further that you go out, the less impact has been realized on pricing. But I was on two listing appointments in the past week with one of my partners out of our Warrenton office. One was in Hume and the other one was in Marshall. Yes, I sell in Hume and yes, I sell in Marshall. So the way that the Eric Stewart Group works, I have great agents in offices around the metro area who will partner with me to provide the boots on the ground while I provide the aerial support through the radio show and all the great marketing we have online. Now, in both cases, the properties that we looked at, one was already on the market, but it was listed with a broker who promised to sell that home at a guaranteed price or they would buy it. And guess what? That ain't happening. No surprise. Get the call, go out and take a look at the property, and they're trying to figure out what to do for the future. We'll see what they do, whether or not they're going to keep selling the property at this time or whether they're going to consider something that the other broker hadn't pointed out to them that we caught on to. Guess what? Property could potentially be subdivided. Do you think that that makes a difference in the value of a property if you discover that you might be able to break a lot off that's worth a couple $100,000 and the other broker didn't catch on to that? I would say absolutely. Remember, value isn't just in what you read in the sticks and bricks. It's not just in the four lines that make up the boundary of a property. It's in the interpretation of value in its full and greatest and best use, and you have to understand what those are in order to capture top dollar. This huge housing crisis isn't just local. It's across the country, and in Omaha, Nebraska, earning $40,000 a year used to be enough to make rent comfortably, but not anymore. Housing costs are slipping out of the reach of middle-class tenants, and so the proportion of households making $30,000 to $45,000 that were cost burdened in Nashville, Greenville, South Carolina, McAllen, Texas, it's just unbelievable. It's tougher, and it's going to become harder because there's not enough housing stocks. Stuart Rosenthal, thanks for calling in today.
Good morning, Eric.
Stuart, you're with the Beacon newspaper. Give us a little bit from this month's edition of the Beacon newspaper.
Sure. I think regular readers will know that we always do something called a health study page, and that's where we write up some kind of a local study taking place that's looking for older adults as volunteers. But this month, in addition to our regular health study, which we do have about leukemia, we have another story called 10,000 Dogs Needed for Study of Aging. And it was so different, I thought I'd talk about it on the show this morning.
Yeah, go ahead. Talk about it.
They're looking at the longevity of pets, and they're analyzing their DNA and their vet records and seeing over a period of 5 years what kind of diseases they get, and they're trying to draw some conclusions about, and also even trying some pills out, some longevity pills on a certain amount of dogs, to see if these kinds of things will help us understand human aging better. And they think it's going to do so because they're looking for 10,000, as I said. Hmm. So, you know, you don't get paid to do it, and you don't have to pay anything to do it, but you can nominate your pet online at dogagingproject.org. I think it'd be a very interesting thing to be part of.
Well, it sounds fascinating. And you could get more information by reading the Beacon newspaper. It's free, thebeaconnewspapers.com, to read it online or pick up a copy at over 1,500 locations around the DMV. Thanks, Stuart, for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Eric. And can I just put one quick plug in for our Celebration of the Arts?
What am I going to say?
Remind people about it. So March 20th. March 20th, you can enter your artwork in our Artline Art Competition. Look for the information in the Beacon. Thank you.
Thanks, Stuart.
Take care.
Always a pleasure. Folks, make sure you enter that contest. It was a lot of fun last year, and it's gotten bigger and better this year. Thank you, Stuart. Good news. Keep an eye out for that contest. If you're wondering what's going on with the coronavirus and any impact on real estate locally, stay tuned. I'll be right back with that.